Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Healing No Filter podcast. Today, I'm diving into the fascinating world of reacting versus responding. So reacting and responding are pretty much two sides of the same coin, particularly when it comes to emotions and decision making. The key difference here, though, lies in the level of thought and intention. So reacting is often instinctive, impulsive, and driven by our emotional brain, which is the amygdala. That's that, you know, fire alarm for fight or flight. That's, you know, behind the sympathetic nervous system activation. On the flip side, though, responding requires a more thoughtful and deliberate approach. It utilizes the prefrontal cortex, which is our executive command center that is responsible for decision making, problem solving, and self-control, and more higher level thinking. So I bet many of you can relate to those moments of reacting, like getting stuck in traffic or dealing with someone who cuts you off on the road. I know I've been there many a times. The amount of times that I've said, fuck you, out loud with the windows up, of course, to other drivers that are doing dumb shit is pretty high. And that's because it's easy to let these reactions take the wheel, no pun intended. Especially when we're, you know, on the edge or not being intentional with our responses. So why do we fall into this reactive zone? So, you know, I love my research. So here it goes. So the research tells us that the amygdala is activated during emotional reactions, while the prefrontal cortex steps in during more calculated responses. So there was a study in 2007 from the Journal of Neuroscience that found that the prefrontal cortex plays a crucial role in downregulating emotional responses generated by the amygdala, meaning that the amygdala is that angry dude at a bar ready to chuck his beer at someone while the prefrontal cortex steps in front and is like, hey, it's not worth it, man. Go cool off. But so how do we shift from reacting to responding? This can be really challenging. The answer really lies in mindfulness. So practices like meditation, which I'm a huge fan of, can actually change our brain activity and move more towards using the prefrontal cortex and activating it to enhance self-regulation. And instead of relying on the amygdala, the fight or flight, that sympathetic nervous system response. So emotional intelligence or you know, self-awareness to our emotions is also another key player here that's really helpful. So without that ability to identify, understand, or manage our emotions, thoughtful responses ain't happening. So the angry dude at the bar that I mentioned before doesn't have any emotional intelligence. It goes from zero to rage real quick, throws his beer, and starts swinging. However, self-awareness allows us to pause, to consider alternative perspectives, to consider consequences, and to avoid being driven by impulsive emotional reactions. So his buddy with emotional intelligence who steps in and says, hey, it's not worth it. It's not worth hurting someone or getting kicked out or the cops being called. That's utilizing emotional intelligence to recognize the situation and consider potential consequences and repercussions that could happen and consider just essentially just future implications in general. So now let's talk about making that shift in real life. Because there's no point in just talking about it. How do we actually use this practically? So in tough times, you know, it's really easy to feel like we're reacting to life with, you know, just boulders constantly being thrown our way. Fear and the sense of, you know, being out of control can really dominate our reactions. It's because we're feeling unsafe. And so that can lead to panic, anger, or even, you know, a Jersey Shore style rage fest. I have been binging Jersey Shore lately. No shame. Don't judge me. And so I'm totally in this, you know, example, envisioning Ronnie. And, you know, when he's just like hitting dudes and also that angry dude in the bar that punched Snooki, which terrible, but that's just literally where my mind is going. So bear with me here. So instead of, you know, just letting these reactions and the fear dominate, we do have the power of choice. Even when, you know, life feels like it's imploding, which I can really speak to that for the last couple months, we can still choose how we respond. It's about moving from quick, impulsive reactions to slower, more thoughtful responses. So physiologically, it's about engaging that prefrontal cortex in the brain over the amygdala. So you're thinking logically and zooming out from survival mode. So you're going from this dysregulated, high sympathetic dominant state to a more calm, regulated parasympathetic state. And I'm not saying that your sympathetic nervous system isn't going to get activated in these moments, but it's being able to regulate it and adapt and use that kind of flexibility that you gain through nervous system regulation practices to allow yourself to bring yourself back down and not stay at that elevated heightened place where you're going to just be reacting. So choosing to respond really does also empower us. It really does, in my opinion. Recently, my life has been just kind of full of a series of challenges that were unexpected, and I found myself reacting a lot, actually just to kind of keep my head above water, it felt like. But once I recognized I was in this place, I made a conscious shift, which was to choose to be intentional about how I'm looking at everything and how I'm responding to life. And it helped me tremendously to get out of this activated sympathetic nervous system state and into this more logical, calm, collected state, which is really the best place to make decisions from and to live in general. So reacting is really just driven by immediate emotional impulses. It's very primitive human nature. Responding, however, that is a deliberate choice. It's not always a natural reaction, I will say, because it is a slower, more thoughtful approach that allows us to make better decisions. And it allows us to navigate, life's crazy bullshit with resilience. It's really easy to get sucked into thinking that the world is against us, fuck my life, only bad shit happens to me, and that we have no control. But here's, my little beacon of hope. We have a choice. We can choose hope and, faith that there's a reason or that things are going to get better, and resilience, and to not let those challenges and stressful moments define us. So how do we make this shift? It's really about intentionally choosing a different response and a different lens. It is acknowledging that we do have the power to shape our reactions and responses. So a few days ago, here's a fun recent example. I was pulling out of my driveway, and it's hard to see because cars line the streets. And if you are in Denver, they just pack them all the way up. So it can be really hard if you're pulling onto a different street to see if there's other cars. So I waited a good while just in case. I looked far ahead. I didn't see any cars. So I pulled out slowly. And also, it was snowing. There's that piece too. And this car comes just speeding out of nowhere and just lays on the horn and just almost rams into me. And the driver is just throwing both arms in the air with this just outraged expression, clearly screaming at me. And I threw up a, oh shit, I'm really sorry. Oh my bad. Obviously, thank you, wave. Shit, my bad. But that didn't stop them. They tailed me and flashed their lights for a good at least 20 seconds and just continued to scream and be enraged. I was just kind of watching them in the rearview mirror. Just, it was such a fucking reaction. They let the outrage of me, pulling out in front of them while they were going no less than 40 miles an hour on a side street and me not seeing them, which again, my bad. But this person just let this rage spiral just take over and basically break their brain. They just saw red and had just no control over their reaction and their emotions. They could have been it happens, and not let it affect them for more than a second. There wasn't an accident. It wasn't even close to being an accident. They were ripping probably 40 miles an hour on my little side street, but I didn't almost hit them. I didn't make it so they almost hit me. They were just fucking flying on the street and I slowed them down, probably inconvenienced them. And they could have just let those initial anger feelings arise and decide, no, I don't need to get mad. It was clearly a mistake. Nothing bad happened. Okay, to move on. But no, they tailed me. They wanted to prove their point and they were flashing their lights and laying on the horn all again while it's snowing very hard and the roads weren't great anyways. So this was not a super safe move for anyone to do anyways. And given how strongly this person reacted, I'm sure this fucked them up for a while. Thankfully, they turned a different way, so I didn't have to deal with it for that long. But probably some sad other innocent driver might have, which is kind of nuts when you think about it. So this driver's reaction was just so intense that I know that they just didn't let it roll off after. This probably fucked them up for at least 5, 10, 15 minutes. Who knows? Hopefully not longer. But this just circles back to reacting versus responding, and really just kind of that emotional awareness, mindfulness, and choice. Being aware of those initial feelings and choosing to not let them get fucking haywire and overreact. Like, absolutely, there have been times when someone has cut me off, and I'm clearly just thinking about driving examples, but I feel like those are the most relevant, where I've had someone cut me off and I'll just be like, fuck, and I'll just get pissed. And then I'm like, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm able to recognize, ooh, that was a strong reaction, but I don't need it. There's no, you know, no accident happening. It's fine. I can just keep moving forward. And I will have to be very intentional with that to practice it, where now I'm not as road ragey as I used to be. I'm not reacting as much on the road, unless I'm having a really bad day per se. But it's really intentional being aware of my reaction, being aware of my emotion, being mindful of this shit doesn't really matter, and choosing a calmer, different response. And I'm not saying, you know, you just have to keep feelings in and bottle up emotions. No way. Absolutely not. But I know I can say in moments that I've gotten a little road ragey because, you know, someone wasn't paying the best attention or whatever, I'll get a little heated and those will be my initial feelings. But I've gotten really good at being like, all good, no accident, I'm fine. Maybe they have an emergency to get to. Maybe this person's in labor. Maybe, you know, they just won, you know, $1 million and have to get somewhere in 5 minutes to claim it. Who the fuck knows? It could be anything. I know it's kind of a weird example, but there could be a reason why they have to go that fast that doesn't have anything to do with me, so I can move on. It's really important to remember, very few of us are naturally super positive. I know I'm not. It takes work and intentional effort and a shift in perspective of thinking. This isn't about, you know, suppressing emotions. Like I said before, it's not. It's about acknowledging them, but making a choice whether, is this really warranted? Is this how I want to feel right now? Or can I respond differently? Is that more, does that serve a better purpose for me in this moment? In moments of feeling powerless to your emotional reactions, just remember, you have the power of choice. I know it may not always feel like that, but you do. You can choose how you respond, how you function, and where your energy goes. It's really the ultimate power move. And I'm going to say it once again, because I always fucking talk about nervous system regulation, because it really is so beneficial. But I really do think that that makes a huge difference here. So not just the emotional awareness of seeing your emotions as they come up when you react to things, but really having a regulated nervous system. Because I know for me, when I'm really stressed out, I am reacting more because I don't have the capacity to bring my nervous system down and to calm myself and come from a more rational, logical place. I'm coming from a place of fear or panic or whatever it is. So it's really important to utilize those nervous system regulation tools so that your baseline is a safe place and a calm place so that you can respond instead of just reacting. So that's all I got for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely exploration of reacting versus responding. I really hope this resonated with you. And just remember, you have the power of choice. So take that as you'd like. See you next time.